A state of emergency amid an influx of migrants seeking shelter has been declared in Massachusetts. I'm Lisa Dwyer. Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey has declared a state of emergency, citing an influx of migrants seeking shelter at a time when the cost of housing is at an all-time high. Healey says there are nearly 5,600 families, or more than 20,000 people, many of whom are migrants, currently living in state shelters. That's about an 80% increase from a year ago. Healey says she's asking for federal help, including expedited work authorizations, to allow the new arrivals to more quickly find jobs. As a right-to-shelter state, Massachusetts is legally required to provide eligible families shelter. Some states led by Republicans, including Texas and Florida, have bused or flown immigrants to states and cities led by Democrats, including California, Massachusetts, New York, and Chicago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.